Have you ever longed to hear that you are loved just as you are? That beneath all your striving and struggling, you are enough. Today, we listen to the moment when God speaks those words over Jesus, and we wonder what it might mean to hear them spoken over our own lives. I'm Jay Voorhees, and this is Walking in the Way of Jesus. Hello, and welcome back to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through Mark's Gospel. I'm Jay Voorhees. I'm a United Methodist pastor and someone who is trying to the best of my ability to walk in the way of Jesus. Now, before we begin today, I want to let you know that I'm making a change to the format of this podcast. My hope is to make this experience more personal and contemplative. Rather than primarily sharing information about the text, I want to create a space for us to be formed in the image of Christ together. So you'll notice more time for reflection and meditation and prayer as we journey through Mark's Gospel. I hope this deeper engagement with Scripture will be meaningful for you. Last week, we looked at Mark's opening verses where he announced the good news about Jesus Christ, God's Son, and connected Jesus' story to ancient promises from the prophet Isaiah about preparing God a way in the wilderness. Today, we meet the wilderness messenger who prepared that way, and we witness the powerful moment when heaven splits open and God declares who Jesus truly is. Today, we're reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. John appeared in the wilderness, baptizing and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. As they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, "One stronger than I is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the strap of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open and the Spirit like a dove coming down on him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." Imagine yourself standing on the bank of the Jordan River. People around you are wading into the water, confessing their need for change, their desire to turn their lives in a new direction. What would you confess if you stood in that water? What in your life needs to be washed away? Now, if you would, imagine Jesus stepping into the water with everyone else. He identifies with their need, their humanity, their longing. As Jesus comes up from the water, heaven tears open and God's voice speaks, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." Let those words wash over you. "You are my beloved. In you I find happiness." What does it feel like to imagine God speaking those words to you? Mark tells us almost nothing about John the Baptist's background. He simply appeared in the wilderness, a mysterious prophetic figure who emerged from the wild places to call people to change. His lifestyle was simple and rough. Camel hair clothes, a leather belt, locusts, and wild honey. He stood completely outside the comfortable systems of religion and society. Now, some scholars think that John may have had connections to the Essenes, a religious group that withdrew to wilderness communities because they believed the religious establishment had become corrupt. Whether or not that's true, Mark presents John as someone creating something entirely new, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins performed in the wilderness rather than the temple. And people responded. Mark tells us, with some exaggeration, that everyone from Judea and Jerusalem went out to him. They were hungry for something authentic, for a message that spoke to the spiritual emptiness they felt. John's message was clear. He was preparing the way for someone far greater. One stronger than I am is coming, he announced. I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals. And it's at that moment that Jesus appears. No fanfare, no announcement. He just shows up from Nazareth and asks to be baptized like everyone else. This is puzzling. If John's baptism is for repentance and forgiveness, why does Jesus need it? Mark doesn't explain. He just shows us Jesus identifying with the very people he came to serve. Now, what happens next changes everything. As Jesus rises from the water, heaven splits open. Mark uses a violent word here, the same word he'll use when the temple curtain tears at Jesus' death. The Spirit descends like a dove, and God's voice declares, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." This isn't God making Jesus into something new. This is God revealing what was always true. Jesus is the Beloved One. Beneath any masks or misunderstandings, this is his true identity, the one in whom God delights. Notice that God speaks directly to Jesus. "You are my Son." This is personal, intimate. God is affirming Jesus' identity and calling before he begins his ministry. Think about this in terms of the image of God within each of us. We're all created in God's image, but that image gets covered over by the masks we wear, by what the world tells us we should be, by our own brokenness and fear. Jesus' baptism is the moment when all those masks fall away and his true identity is fully revealed. And here's the beautiful part. This revelation doesn't happen in a palace or a temple. It happens in the Jordan River, in the wilderness, with a wild prophet and ordinary people seeking forgiveness. God's Beloved One is revealed through humility and identification with human need, not through power and privilege. Let's hear this passage again from Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. John appeared in the wilderness, baptizing and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. As they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, "One stronger than I am is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the strap of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And about that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open and the Spirit like a dove coming down on him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." Imagine God's voice speaking directly to you. "You are my beloved child. In you I find happiness." What masks are you wearing that cover over the image of God within you? God looks at you with all your imperfections, all your struggles, all your brokenness, and says, "I can work with that. You are my beloved." What would it feel like to let those masks fall away and simply be loved just as you are? Take a moment to breathe in that truth. You are beloved. You are God's own child. What might change in your life if you are to truly believe that? Would you pray with me? Loving God, you spoke over Jesus at his baptism, declaring him your beloved Son. Help us to hear those same words spoken over our own lives. We confess that we often forget who we truly are. We wear masks that hide the image of you within us. We seek worth and achievement in others' approval, in being good enough. And so, God, tear open the heavens in our lives. Speak your truth into our hearts. We are your beloved children. We are delighted in by you. We are enough simply because we are yours. Help us to live from that truth, to treat ourselves with the tenderness of beloved, and to see that the same belovedness is in every person we meet. May we walk this week, knowing that beneath all our striving and struggling, we are held in your love. In the name of Jesus, your beloved one, we pray together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.